I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Poor oral hygiene can cause periodontal disease, and it can also increase the risk of serious health problems. To talk about the connection between oral health and general health is Dr. Amy Martin. She's an associate professor in the College of Dental Medicine, and she's director of the Division of Population Oral Health at MUSC. Dr. Martin, how does a person's oral hygiene impact their overall health?
So the mouth really and truly is the gateway to overall health. And when we think about the linkages between your oral health and your overall health, we think about it really in three domains. We think about the impact of infections. We think about the impact on diet as it relates to metabolic disorders like obesity and diabetes. And thirdly, we think about inflammation. On the infection side, certainly most people during the course of their life will have what's called an abscess, which is really just a pocket of inflammation. If left untreated, that infection will enter the bloodstream, can lead to sepsis. And in the case of a patient that we were made aware of last year, ended in death because an abscess went untreated. So it certainly is something to be taken seriously.
What other kinds of medical conditions or general health issues can pop up because of the oral hygiene or oral health?
There is an interesting relationship between unmet oral health need, gum disease in particular, and diabetes. In gum disease, the gum tissue's inflamed. And what happens is that inflammation is not isolated to the mouth, but rather becomes systemic. Inflammation is bad if you have diabetes because it exacerbates that diabetes. Likewise, if you have diabetes, can actually cause periodontal disease. So if you're not getting your gums cared for, it truly will exacerbate your diabetes diagnosis.
Other health conditions that can come up from poor oral health?
When I think about pregnant women, we understand now that women who don't have regular ongoing dental care are at a higher risk for preterm labor. We also see a relationship between unaddressed dental needs and other systemic disorders such as cardiovascular disease, and even folks who have memory disorders such as dementia and Alzheimer's.
So what do we need to do, Dr. Martin, to have good oral health throughout our whole life to especially prevent some of these problems we're talking about?
The good news about oral health maintenance is it isn't rocket science. What was good for your parents is good for you. Daily brushing, daily swishing, and flossing.
And Dr. Martin, any signs or symptoms that people need to be alert to that something's going wrong inside their mouth that needs to be taken care of?
With regards to good teeth health, white spots or calcification in the space between teeth are a sign that maybe you have some early signs of decay. Your gums are a great source of information. If there is bleeding, if your teeth are loose, or if it's not a healthy pink color, that's a sign that maybe you need to have a periodontal evaluation. Be aware of what it looks like and look for changes over time. If you see something that wasn't there before, do you want to bring that to the attention of a provider?
Dr. Martin, thanks for this information about oral health.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.